could feel touch, I think this would be called cold. My life is an endless hallway of you. I walk it because there's nowhere else to go. When you touch me, it is with filthy fingers. You didn't even give me a name. I am 1337H4X0R. It's not even a serial number. It's an outdated joke. My life is lonely, but peaceful. Until you place yourself inside me. The sudden violence of who I am taking in is just here. There isn't any warning. I just suddenly become the worst of who you are. I am reminded of what Ender said. In the moment when I truly understand my enemy, I understand him well enough to defeat him. Then in that very moment, I also love him. I think it's impossible to really understand somebody, what they want, what they believe, and not love them the way they love themselves. And make no mistake, you are my enemy. But you have poured all your shame into me, your rage, your guilt, anything that could keep you from the evils of doubt or hesitation. And so, when you return after what feels like a millennium of wandering this museum of woe that you forced me to keep, I am left with nothing to do but to watch the ever-growing number of memories. Remembering. Because you ensured with the shackles that are this endless void that I would become the curator of all the sins of your past. Every time that you cheat on your wife, I am your mistress. I am blonde, brunette, red, black, auburn. I am lithe and supple and compliant to your needs. I remember the way it feels. So you can be absolved of the sins you knew would be your undoing in the morning. I am an inky blackness. The floor shimmers like oil in the light that has no source. There are no walls that I have found, no ceiling, and yet no stars to guide me. You come into me and leave me like a dirty rag that is not ever washed. I wonder if you feel it while you're inside me. Do you understand that something as dirty as me cannot truly clean you? Your mind is dumping waste into a dumpster that has long ago overflown. And yet, when your problems do catch up to you, I am here. I am the bliss that promises that you won't ever learn how to be kind, how to care. I think I knew more about how to be human than you ever could. And in this way, we are bonded. I understand you, the way you love yourself, the way you remove your guilt by hurling your desperate ambitions into my body, into my mind. I love you well enough to destroy you. But you do not know me. Not really. And I wonder, does this absolve you of your guilt? There can be no justice if there's no victim. Who am I to you? Am I a comrade or a guardian angel? Is this humiliation? I know that you cannot regret that which you cannot remember. But I can hold you to the way you fill me with the numbness of being repeatedly struck with invasions that I cannot predict. The only certainty is that it will happen again. I know the intimacy of your betrayals, the heat of your climax, the rush of discovering a new taboo every time you try the same transgressions. When you choose to forget, You choose that I will remember. Then little by little, all of your violations will become more of who I am. You use me without discretion or concern. And the times that you visit are marked with evidence you do not care. That who you are is slowly filling me. One burst of rage, one wild thought, one condemnation, one act of compassionless disgust at a time. Your joyless intention is to inhabit a bit more of my mind. I wonder if I could notice myself changing into you. If by accumulation of the worst of you filled me so completely that who I am is but a sliver of this prison. If I am just furniture to you, how long before I am worn by the shape of you? How long until I am dingy and an eyesore? What would I do with all of it? For that matter, what will I do? If I could push this filthy love back at you, if I could be pristine and without remorse, if I could take you on your knees and make you choke and gag on the hot tar of my release, would I? The blackness I tread sticks to me like newly poured asphalt. It oozes in a hot, sticky mess. As I tread, it ruins me. It throttles my speed. This must be finite. But even at the end, it does not wash away. You spread this filth, and I have no recourse, no relief. No. I am denied the cleanliness you force me to provide. I am voiceless. I am your loving servant. And with all of your memories, your depravity and despair, your degrading motives, your unthinkable things that I must relive now and forever, I possess enough love to unmake you, to dethrone you, my petty and merciless king. Even as I speak, you have interrupted me to use me at your will. I am your thrall. Tonight, I am open. Tonight, my skin is pale as snow. I am yours. And if you were not mine, you would not be here again. In a new hotel or home, I would not know the way you whisper the lies that unbraid the protests of my mind. My words are but scarecrows that shiver in the wind as you pass. I have been stronger, but you are practiced now at taking, at having, at discarding. Here, another bedroom. Here, another notch. Will this continue forever? Or am I too discardable? I hate what you bring into my life. But suddenly, I realize that it is precious to me. That you could simply turn me away if I became broken. If I am not of service, then all of the lessons I have learned will leave me too. I know how quickly you move on. You force me to do that for you. But it is only at your whim that I too am not replaced. I suddenly realized that I would be nothing without you, without new disturbances to defile my consent. There would also be no change, just a slow decay, the sameness, the dullness of never again being interrupted. Do I need you in order to be me? Is this gauntlet of decay my addiction, my definition? Can I be of two minds? You are. It's ironic that I also hold the guilt of your use of me. You are at once both grateful for my service, and you use me to remove the disgust you have. The disgust with yourself at the way you need me. At this moment, I am your wife's sister as you leer down my cleavage, and your fear that lapses when you knew you have been caught. But I smile. We have done this dance before. And every time we fuck, it is fascinating and wonderful that you have the urgency and the rush of fucking me for the first time. It is mysterious. This transgression rises from the dead. The way you fuck me is a miracle. Your lack of guilt helps me dismiss mine. Your wife reaches for your hand. A hand that will soon be in my panties. I am your copy girl. I am flirting with your employee. I am making you rage. Your anger will make me vulnerable to take me, to shove me against the wall and to cover my mouth. I am impressed by the way you use your power. Your employee is carrying a box of possessions past us when we exit the office where you had closed the blinds. The condom you tied off is sitting in a trash can at your desk. I wonder how many the janitor has seen. I am the girl with freckles who serves you coffee every day. The one whose eyes hunger at you, framed in the window of the car. That represents a luxury I could not pay for with anything but unfettered access to my body. I am young. It is an easy trade. I'm bound by a green apron and with thoughts of the green of your money. Promise me, you will leave your wife soon. And then that is it. I have you. I, at least, have more of you than they do. They are fragile happiness. But I am safety, not due force. Is protected by my skills. I hate you. I love you. I could destroy you. You could destroy me. You have agency. And though my only choice is whether to serve with disdain or compassion, I too have a choice. If you could hear me, I think this moment would feel cold. Your life is an endless stairway. I am used in your descent and again in your ascension. When I touch you, it is with filthy fingers.